Don't skip the but. Yes, I tell you that people will be forgiven all sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. Mark 3:28. I could stop there and make this a feel-good message of salvation for all. That would be a demonstration of taking the Bible out of context. It happens continuously as the moral decay of our world calls for toleration and even acceptance of all people with the resounding pleas, "Can't we all just get along?" Is that your greatest desire, to get through this life in peace with your fellow travelers? Do you care what destination has been set into the GPS of those you share the road with? You may not realize it, but for some people, you will be the voice directing their route. I heard a ridiculous report of a woman who followed her GPS into a lake because that's the way it told her to go. That's the danger we face when we leave out important details. There are important details waiting behind every but and however you find in the Bible. Failing to include that part of the quote may result in sending people the wrong direction. Did you know there is one unforgivable sin? If you did not know already, you would not learn it from me unless I complete the quote I started with. Yes, I tell you that people will be forgiven all sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. However, someone who blasphemes against the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, never has forgiveness and is guilty of an eternal sin. Mark 3:28-29. Failure to include what follows, however, could be what leads someone into the lake of eternal fire. But delivering complete instructions will reveal the path to the desired destination, home. Don't leave out the dangers along the path.